The Great Sea Serpent by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. There was a little sea fish of good family, the name of which I don't remember. That the more learned will have to tell you. The little fish had 1,800 brothers and sisters, all the same age. They didn't know their father or mother, so they had to care for themselves and swim about on their own. But that was a lot of fun. They had plenty of water to drink, the entire ocean. They didn't think about their food. That was sure to come their way. Each did as he pleased. Each would have his own story, but none of them thought about that. The sun shone down into the water, making it light and clear. It was a world full of the strangest creatures, some of them enormously big with great, horrible mouths that could swallow all the 1,800 brothers and sisters. But none of them thought about that either, for none of them had ever been swallowed. The little ones swam together, close to one another, as the herring and the mackerel swim. As they were swimming along at their best and thinking of nothing in particular, there sank from above, down into the midst of them, with a terrifying noise, a long, heavy thing which seemed to have no end to it. Further and further it stretched out, and every one of the small fish that it struck was crushed or got a crack from which he couldn't recover. All the fishes, the small and the big as well, were thrown into a panic. That heavy, horrible thing sank deeper and deeper and grew longer and longer, extending for miles through the entire ocean. Fishes and snails, everything that swims, everything that creeps or is driven by the currents, saw this fearful thing, this enormous, unknown sea eel that all of a sudden had come from above. What kind of thing was it? Yes, we know. It was the great telegraph cable that people were laying between Europe and America. There were great fear and commotion among all the rightful inhabitants of the ocean where the cable was laid. The flying fish shot up above the surface as high as he could, and the blowfish sped off like a gunshot across the water, for it can do that. Other fishes went to the bottom of the ocean with such haste that they reached it long before the telegraph cable was seen down there, and they scared both the codfish and the flounder, who lived peacefully at the bottom of the ocean and ate their neighbors. A couple of the starfish were so frightened that they turned their stomachs inside out, but in spite of that they lived, for they can do that. Many of the lobsters and crabs got out of their fine shells and had to leave their legs behind. In all this fright and confusion, the 1,800...